Welcome back. This is Talking About the Law. I'm Bob Flynn, and with me is
Frank Riccio.
Frank Riccio. There he is. And we're talking about the law of dental malpractice today. Just before the break, we had finished talking about initial client conference, update client conferences, following up, leading to filing a lawsuit on a meritorious claim. Does not mean that case will be won, but it's one that should be presented to a jury. And we got to the discovery phase. Can you give us the 45-second trip through discovery and preparation for trial, and then let's talk about the pretrial conference and settlement?
Sure. 45 seconds, basically discovery is they want to know everything they can about your case. You want to know everything you can about their case. And that material is then used for trial or to try to negotiate a settlement. Many cases are settled after discovery because the other side really wants to know what the case is about. Many plaintiffs, at least in my cases, really make their case for themselves when they're deposed because the other side just sees them as a bunch of medical records. They don't see them as a person. And once they see the person as a person and they see that they're credible, we usually have a resolution or talk about settlement.
And these discovery tools are really intended to find out what the meat is in a case. And also,
yes,
in the case of a deposition, that's a court hearing in a law office with a court reporter, and you would have an opportunity to ask as many questions as you want on the topic of the defendant dentist. They could depose your client. Appearances are important because if they're going to say about a plaintiff, she is a fabulous witness in her own behalf, or they may say the opposite.
Right.
And that affects what happens next.
Yeah, and that can cause a case to go south. Or we could get information from the defendant that actually justifies and supports what they do. And so I could run that by my expert, and the expert says, well, I'm going to have to change my opinion because of what the defendant said or what changes in medicine are. So it's an ongoing continuum in terms of what goes on. And you know, ultimately, everything is geared towards whether or not the case will go to trial.
And another thing about discovery, particularly in the field you're in, where we're talking about, these medical, particularly dental records, don't really tell you bit by bit by bit by bit exactly what a dentist did. They're very conclusionary. They're very, in the case of a dental record, it's almost nothing, really.
Physician records as well. They're all, for the most part, fairly sterile, fairly terse. And part of that, because I actually teach doctors, is essentially, you know, they're taught to just be very factual in their records. You don't want to express personal opinions about patients. You don't want to say anything that's insulting or anything like that. So they tend to be terse. And so what the deposition does is it flushes out what happens. It flushes out conversations and usually makes, you know, it can make or break a case, actually. And, you know, so we hopefully will use it to make the case.
Now, the case is all discovered. It's prepared. A court has ordered a pre-trial conference, probably. Both sides put in one document, that pretrial memo, what their cases are, who their witnesses are expected to be, et cetera. Now, settlement discussions, what are the different ways or approaches that you've seen cases settle?
Well, I mean, there are a number of ways you can settle with an adjuster on the phone. I really prefer what they call alternative dispute resolution, which is non-binding mediation. Essentially, what happens in non-binding mediation is that both sides agree on a mediator. It's usually somebody who's very neutral, usually somebody who's very well-respected, like Bob Flynn, in a mediation setting, and who will basically tell each side what their strengths and weaknesses are and try to get the parties to come to a resolution or a settlement of a claim. So mediation is a very good, effective tool the plaintiff gets his or her day in court, in a sense that it's a, you know, there's a hearing, there's an opening, and everything like that, and it's really a nice, friendly, not adversarial process the way a trial is.
There are so many benefits to mediation, starting with the fact that the case can settle and most likely will. What are the alternatives? I like to tell people, too, if you go to a mediation, you and the other side can resolve that case. But that case will be resolved. If the parties to it don't do it, somebody else will, jury. And that 12 unknown people, even after you get them in a box, but 6 months earlier, you have no clue as to who they or the judge would be. Why let them make that decision unless you have to? If rational minds that know the case inside and out can come to a conclusion.
Yeah, and the thing about a jury is a jury doesn't really understand how to value a case, so their numbers can, and typically, I hate to say it, their numbers are typically lower than maybe what the case is really worth, because what the jury will typically do is kind of average a number if they're going to find for the plaintiff. Whereas with the mediator is usually somebody who's well-respected and experienced in the field. And so that person will have everyone talks the same talk, the insurance people, the defense lawyers, the plaintiffs. Mm-hmm. And so everyone, quote-unquote, prices the case in such a way that everybody is agreed on a figure. It may not be what everybody was looking for, but it still gets the job done. And then you don't have to deal with appeals.
We're rapidly approaching the end of another great hour, but there are cases where wrong has been done, but it's not something that a suit can be brought on for one reason or another. Are there alternatives that clients have?
Yes, there are. I mean, one of the alternatives is a patient can file a complaint with the Board of Registration in Dentistry, and that is free. And essentially what that does is at least brings the board, the dentist, to the attention of the board. The board, however, does listen to both sides, and the board is trying to be and going to be fair. But that board will basically evaluate the case. They take every case seriously. And it's something that is set up to help consumers. If, you know, a lawyer is not going to take the case for whatever reason, whether... and typically, the lawyer, if the case has merit, but the value of the case just doesn't warrant hiring a lawyer, then that may be a step to take to at least get some type of recognition of the problem.
The situation with the Board of Registration is that even if it's unsatisfactory on that case from the resolution for some reason, because they can't get into it all. They really can't. It does create a track record for the board to follow.
It does.
Hey, next week, who's our guest?
My guest is Bob Schumann, and he is also a medical malpractice lawyer, and we're going to be talking about failure to diagnose cancer cases.
Listen next week to Frank Riccio talking about dentistry again. The week after, attorney Rob Noah is hosting the show on workers' comp. And I'll see you in 3 weeks talking about something.
Right.
We'll be here.
Bye. Bye-bye.